This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is episode number 2 of the Back to School series today, focusing on the Sutherland School District and Superintendent Terry Prestiani. Terry, thanks for being on today.
Good afternoon, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So the first day of the school year, how did that go? And did you guys start this week or last week?
We started this week on Tuesday, and the first day went really well. As usual, we start with a limited number of students, only students that are new to that particular building. So that was nice. It makes things a little easier and a little more comfortable for students and staff. And so yesterday, Wednesday, was actually our first full day with all of our students. So it went well.
And is enrollment up, down, flat for the district this year?
That's a little difficult to tell at this point. Until we get about 10 days into the school year, we really don't get a real accurate look at that. Last year, for the last couple of years, we've dipped slowly, but we had a very small kindergarten class last year and a few other small classes, so our enrollment was down. This year, we do have a larger kindergarten class, up about 15 from, the previous year. And Sutherland Valley Online Academy has actually has started the year with the most students we've started the year with. So those two things look real good as far as enrollment, but we can't accurately depict that until, we get to where we get to 10-day drops and find that students are not going to be coming here. So we'll know more in about a week.
Well, and it seems like you always have at the start of the school year, parents make one initial plan, and then sometimes, for whatever reason, change their mind and go from one district to another, from private to public or public to private or whatever. So that's kind of navigating your way along for a bit.
Yeah, that does happen a lot. And in a lot of cases, parents or families who have moved or are moving into the district aren't even here yet. They may be moving in and getting settled in September, so that makes it difficult to predict also. So, we'll wait for another week or so and see how many students we have.
How many years have you been superintendent there at Sutherland?
That's a really good question. This should be my 10th year. I believe my first year was 2016.
So what would you say makes a Sutherland School District special or unique?
I think there's a lot of different things, Kyle. I think that our staff is really family oriented and does a great job and really dedicated to students. But I think that's fairly common across the county. A couple of the things that I think do make us unique is our work within the community. I think the community, the city of Sutherland, and other organizations do a lot of cooperative things with the schools. I think also kind of the cooperation between our schools and what we do is pretty big also. For instance, we have all of our primary school students, kindergarten through second grade, do art projects and take art classes with our art classes at the high school. And so they get a different look, and our high school kids get to work with our elementary students. We do a lot of the same stuff with FFA and Woodshop, where our students at the elementary schools get exposed to different things that they may see at the high school, and real blending of high school and elementary students. Our HOSA or group that are medical terminology classes do teddy bear clinics at the elementary school. exposing students to that. So I think that really makes us unique, the cooperation between teachers at different levels and exposing students to a lot of different things. I think that's really unique, I think, in the county.
Talk about new things, whether that's program or special hires in the district or whatever for this year.
You know, with hiring, we had a pretty stable year. As far as new admin, we do have a new principal, Scott Perkins, who came to us from Glendale. He is the new principal at Sutherland Middle School. And so that's a change. Last year, Janelle Sorensen, who actually works here in the district office, served as the interim principal for a year while we searched. So that was a big change for us. And Scott is doing a really good job there.
And how many new staff did you have to hire in all?
So this year was the lowest number of teachers we had to hire. This year we only hired 4 new teachers, basically replacements for staff who went other places. I know that's a big deal that we only had 4. The previous year we hired 11 new teachers, and the year before that there were 13. So the number is definitely down, and so 4 teachers this year. And then we've had, a fairly substantial turnover in classified staff, like instructional assistants and other positions. But it's also down in that area. So we haven't had as many hires this summer as we have in the past.
So you've got to feel good about that in terms of people getting hiring people that you deem good people and them wanting to stick around.
Yeah, it's been really good. And I think over the course of the, I would say the last, well, it's been a long time actually, but really over about the last 5 or 6 years, we've been able to hire staff members who grew up in the community or who started maybe as an instructional assistant and went to school while they're working as an instructional assistant and have returned as teachers. There is a huge number of our staff members who went to school here. So that is definitely a benefit, and it's also a benefit that our staff members are more experienced year by year and kind of know what the district is about and here to kind of serve our students and the community.
What would you say your overall goals are, maybe in particular, for this school year?
Oh, man, you would ask me a tough question like that. But, one of the things that we feel like we have a lot of things in place in the district. We have a lot of processes and procedures and do a great job with curriculum and what we teach. But one of the areas that we're focusing on would be really trying to make learning more relevant and engaging to students. I think we generally do a good job of that, but what we're seeing through data is that students really want to see the relevance of what they're learning and what kind of impact it's going to have on them in the future. And I think we need to do a better job of that. I think also making it engaging so that we have students doing more hands-on activities and experiencing things, whether it's from, we have a lot of those classes with, FFA and woodshop and science classes, but really getting all of our classes to, maybe have guest speakers or get out of the building and visit a career that's related to science or math. And so really, really focusing on the fact that what we're teaching kids is relevant and they need to know it and hopefully engaging them a little more in the process. So that's kind of our major goal. We have others. We're going to make sure, establishing clear academic expectations and clear behavioral expectations, which are pretty basic, but also things that we forget about at times. So those are probably the 3 things we're focusing on the most.
All right, going to take a break
on Inside Douglas County.
More when we come back on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. The back-to-school series continues tomorrow. Superintendent Kevin Wilson of the Winston-Dillard School District will talk about things happening with that district. We're focused on Sutherland today. Superintendent Terry Prestiani is with us as well. A lot to keep track of in, as administrator, as a superintendent of a district. One of those things is the world of finance. How is Sutherland doing financially?
That, you know, to be honest, that's really going to depend on enrollment. With the drop of enrollment last year and probably over the last couple of years, it's been a little bit more of a struggle. We've been very financially stable in the past and conservative, so we've been able to weather that drop in enrollment. So really it depends on our enrollment this year and whether that enrollment, you know, goes up over the next couple of years. We do have an aging community here, and so a lot of the people who are moving in are retired and don't necessarily have children. So again, it really depends on enrollment. Right now we're pretty stable because of being conservative in the past, but also we did this year make some reductions in staff through attrition to just make sure we're as financially secure as we can be. So we'll know a little bit more when, again, enrollment numbers come out in a week or so.
What about infrastructure? Do you have any projects planned for the buildings around the district this year?
Yeah, currently we are finishing a seismic retrofit grant, a project on our middle school gymnasium. It was second on the list for improvements or needed improvements. And so that is finishing at this particular point in time. That is going to greatly benefit the appearance and also, you know, the stability and functionality of that building. We also have applied for other seismic retrofit grants, in particular for West Intermediate School. And we applied for that last year. We were not awarded that one, but we do have the one at the middle school. So we'll finish this one and hope to get the same grant to do that for West next year.
Aside from these type of grants, do you see other larger projects you're going to have to maybe find a different funding source for in the near future?
I can say that no matter what, we are going to, as are, I think, all districts in Douglas County, going to have to find other ways to build or restructure buildings. I think that all of our buildings or all of our districts have buildings that are aging dramatically. There have been some new rules and laws and insurance rulings that make it, you know, difficult for to keep our buildings functional. So yes, I can see that in the future there may have to be a bond to build a new school or build new buildings, but not sure that the district or the community or, you know, the state for that matter is in a position to make that happen right away. And yes, there are a lot of projects for infrastructure that need to get done within our district.
In the last few years, school districts, probably just about everywhere, have been adding more mental health staff to just deal with some of the issues out there. Has that stayed in place? Have you had to even increase that?
It has pretty much stayed in place. We're looking at trying to find more creative ways to make that happen. We do currently have an on-site therapist, and we actually have an intern through a grant with the ESD who is working with us, but that will go away with the grant around January 1st. But in general, we've kept those pretty stable. That includes such things as behavior classrooms that are staffed with teachers. Also, we do have a home liaison position that is grant-funded that helps families connect with mental health or other services. So that's been a big help. But that need is increasing, and I think it's increasing across the nation. And so, again, we're looking for creative ways to give our students access to that.
Now, the state of Oregon putting new rules in place starting in January regarding cell phones, a big controversial topic. How do you plan to deal with that one?
Well, I will tell you that I think, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but I think most people are not happy with the way it was rolled out or the timing of it being rolled out. As far as its ability to be successful and help students in schools, that kind of remains to be seen. We do know that, you know, cell phones are a huge distraction to kids in school and outside of school. So we're waiting to see if that policy change makes a difference for us. We as a district made the decision to implement it here at the start of the school year. We felt like it made absolutely no sense to start the year with one policy and change a policy mid-year. I think that's very difficult to do. So we have already implemented that. And again, we're only 2 days in, so how that is going, I couldn't tell you at this time. So we're jumped right in. We're going to move forward with it as we're required to do and do the best we can.
So how do you make it happen then? Are you collecting cell phones, or how does that work?
We are not collecting cell phones. Students need to have them off and out of sight, starting at when the first bell rings until the last bell rings. You know, as far as trying to collect cell phones and keep them, I believe that would be an absolute nightmare, especially at the high school and middle school, where you might collect the phones and then a student gets called out of school early to go home. Say an athletic team leaves at 11 o'clock. Now you're going to have all of those, say, basketball players going to pick up their phones in a classroom or in the office. So we are not collecting them unless students misuse them. So they just need to be off and out of sight for the entire day.
So what about long-range plans for the district? Do you see anything in education, things that you would like to change in the future?
You know, I think right now for Sutherland, I think we need to stick with what we're doing. I don't know that there needs to be a lot of changes. I think we need to improve what we already have in place. But I also see that, you know, for instance, Sutherland Valley Online Academy has grown significantly over the last few years. And so maybe planning for the future and how that might look and where they're that building is housed and how we do that. I think that might be, you know, one of the things we really need to think about. I think education is changing significantly. Students having access to all different kinds of options. So really, I think just sticking with what we're doing well and then looking at how we can use things like Sutherland Valley Online Academy or other creative methods to keep kids in school and be successful.
Do you feel like hiring good quality teachers is going to be more of a challenge in the future?
I think so. I think, and again, I think people would have a difficult time arguing that it's difficult to hire any employees at this particular point in time, as the job market is a little tough. But continuing to hire teachers who really want to work and grow is important. And I think we've done a pretty good job of doing what we can to hire staff from within and grow our own, you know, from instructional assistants who you know, start in the district at that level. I think that's important to keep doing that. I know that we've done that a lot, as have other schools across the county. So to do that, to continue to have quality teachers, I think we got to really, really focus on that area, because they're not really coming from outside of the community.
Any big projects your board's going to be working on?
Nothing in particular, no. Again, I think we've had a lot of discussions about the fact that we do a lot of things well. We have a lot of things in place. At this point, it's best to stick with what we know works and just continue improving that, you know, in the next couple of years.
All right, Superintendent Terry Prestiani of the Sutherland School District wrapping up the program today. Terry, thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a great day.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.